This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. Your alarm clock goes off 5 a.m. You wake up. It's freezing cold. The heat's been off. You're shivering all night. Can't afford to run the heat. Been tough to find work lately. Tell your wife, baby, I gotta go in. She's happy. She thinks she picked up a shift. No, baby. I can't pick up any shifts this week.
What do you mean?
I can't pick up any shifts this week.
We gotta get this power, this heat turned back on. I'm freezing my tits off.
I have something more important to do.
What? What possibly could be more important?
I have to shovel snow.
For who? Are you getting paid?
No. Well, maybe a small stipend.
What? For who? Where? Why?
I have to shovel snow at Highmark Stadium.
For the Bills?
For the Bills.
Of course he's not getting paid because he ain't shit and his daddy wasn't shit.
Mom, you know I don't like you living in our house, much less sleeping in our bedroom.
You should have a bigger house.
Why do you?
Your brother's got a big old house.
Have you slept at all?
I have not.
Why do you have a cigarillo? Coffee. It's 5 a.m.
I've been up drinking coffee all night. Your brother lets me do this when I stay at his house in New York City.
Well, this isn't Derek's roof. That you're living under, is it? And when you're under my roof, you live by my rules.
I like it when you tell your mom off.
Shut up, bitch.
If I wasn't freezing, I'd be
I love it when you
ready.
Tell my wife off. So you go in. You walk to the stadium, which is in a residential neighborhood, and they bring it up all the fucking time. It's so annoying. Who cares? You walk to the stadium, and you shovel snow Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, we're off to shovel snow.
You're there with your six other friends, none of you more than 3 feet tall. One of them sneezing all the time. One of them has glasses.
I can't see shit.
And four more have other traits.
My gums bleed.
My rectum bleeds.
Most of them are blood related. But it worked last week when your boys played the Steelers. You all banded together and shoveled snow. And the boys came home with a big playoff win. And it's going to work again this week because Mahomes can't play on the road. Mahomes.
He's never done it before. Did you know that? Did you know he's never done that before?
Yes, I've watched ESPN this week. I'm aware that Mahomes has never played a road playoff game. He's played neutral site playoff games.
he's not used to it. He's going to get his ass kicked.
It's going to be cold. Josh Allen and the Bills were made for this. And your Bills are going to get a win. And then Sunday comes. Sunday afternoon. Most 50 million people watching. And the game's back and forth. A lot of lead changes. A lot more than a lot of the other games that have been happening in the playoffs.
Josh is slinging it right now. He's dealing. We got this.
Allen runs for a touchdown. Shakir catches the touchdown.
That was the greatest touchdown throw of all time. We got it. Yahoo!
This one fan is really relishing it. Really relishing it. And then late in the game, there's 2 minutes left. About 2 minutes left. You're down three. Maybe third down, second down.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello? Hello?
Honey, it's me.
Babe, I'm at the
Your
game.
Your mom is giving me a lot of shit right now.
Oh, what she's saying.
Derek's wife cooks way better peas than this.
She's pissed at the way I make peas.
It's so good. I don't know what happened to me.
We're freezing here.
I don't know what happened to me that this is my thing. But when my mom yells at my wife, oh, baby, it gets the blood boiling, which is good because it's 20 degrees out here and I'm shirtless and I have an L on my chest.
But these peas were frozen. Derek's wife shells them.
She shells her own peas?
Yes. They live in New York City. They grow them there, too. They're covered in piss.
Well, Mom, everything's going to turn around. We're about to score a touchdown. Josh Allen has a wideout wide open in the end zone for a go-ahead touchdown.
The ball's in the air. Oh, man. Oh, no, he missed him. And he had Stephon Diggs wide open. But oh, it's okay.
Your gums are bleeding again.
Oh, buddy. No.
I can't see it. I missed it.
And your rectum's bleeding. Which I shouldn't be able to see with my naked eye, but it's gotten really bad.
It's bleeding right through his zubas.
Whatever. But, Mom, it's fine, okay? Tyler Bass is going to kick a field goal. We're going to tie the game here. We're leaving him a little more time than we'd like, but I think we got this under control. Why do I have an eerie feeling of deja vu kicking a big field goal?
Come on, Tyler. We believe in you.
Come on, Tyler.
Who is that coming out of the tunnel? Scott Norwood.
Scott Norwood.
He's just coming out. He's just waving at Tyler Bass.
He just pulled Tyler Bass into the medical tent. Now there's some commotion from inside. Smoke is coming out. I hear a lot of like crashing noises. Okay, good. Tyler's coming back out. Well, someone in Tyler's jersey is coming back out. He looks different, though. He looks a little bit out of shape.
He looks old.
He looks old. All right. The kick is up. The kick is
wide right. Wide right? Oh, I'm going to pull my head over my eyes and cry.
And I'm just going to let my eyes do what they've been doing, being bad.
And bleeding now. Oh, you lost. You lost.
This year was supposed to be different.
It never wrap up for this because it's Buffalo Bills misery day. Oh, I felt like we got a little too mean at the end. But we've all been there. But boy, not many people have been there as often as them. There's no point in us doing a power ranking of the misery for this week because it's a clear number one.
Yeah.
I think the Packers would be number two just because they should have won.
There's so many missed opportunities.
Like the Texans were playing with house money already and they got thumped by a much better team and there was nothing they could have done. They're happy. I think Texans fans aren't that bummed.
No, I think the future is really bright.
I think the Bucks are like, darn, maybe we could have got another game. But they're no one expected this.
Not the coach. Not Todd Bowles.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
It was tough for the Bills, man. But Ryan, congrats to you.
Thanks,
your boys
man.
Are flying
Thank
high.
You. I'm excited.
I don't know if anyone could really tell from the picture of this, but I think Ryan was happy to see
Ryan was really, that's the best improv I've ever heard Ryan do.
He's motivated by hatred of rival fans.
Just the fans. I like Bills players for the most part, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all did it.
I thought it was whack that some of them were booing Jason Kelce and shit.
Oh, were they?
Some of them embraced it, I think, but a lot of Bills fans were like taking it out on Kelce and Taylor Swift, and it's like, what's this really about, man?
Yeah, but he seemed like he was.
I know. Well, he got into. He mixed it up. I mean, that was awesome. But
yeah,
Jason Kelce was like the star of the weekend.
Truly, and he was like out in the parking lot. I think before the game, he had to have been fucking hammered.
Yeah.
He was like chugging beers. And
just the amount of alcohol that you could see him consume on TV would have gotten someone drunk, I think.
Yeah,
and people's TikToks from the tailgate and stuff.
It was almost alarming.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's a big guy.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Did you see the post where someone was like, about Trevon Diggs? They're like, he was there watching his brother too, and he kept his clothes on. Someone was like, what was he supposed to do? Take off a layer every time his brother dropped a pass?
Yeah. It'd be weird if he was running around and his brother's dropping passes.
Yeah. Also, it was way too cold for a black person to take their clothes off. I promise you. He was probably grabbing Jason Kelsey's clothes, being like, "Put this shit on."
Yeah, you're not gonna use the motherfucker.
Big coat.
Yeah.
Diggs had a rough. That ball that he dropped, Josh Allen threw that ball so fucking far.
Like, yeah,
that's got to be so hard. People are kind of giving him shit, but
no matter how open you are, a ball thrown that hard and that far is, and it's cold. That's tough to catch.
It's got
to
be.
But if you're Stephon Diggs, you kind of got to bring it down. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. The rule, if it hits your hands, was like, man, there's that. That just, it's like, you give him the benefit of the doubt. That thing traveled so far. I don't know.
It was covered until the last second. The defender kind of fell down as the ball was getting. It wasn't a gimme by any chance, but like in that moment when you're one of the top wideouts in the league, it's tough to not bring it in.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like – I was definitely – as soon as the game – all this year I was thinking, oh, this is definitely Diggs last season in Buffalo.
We talked about it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. But it sounds like – they're not wanting to move on, and he isn't either. He says he doesn't want to trade.
Don't they?
Yeah, they still see him as a number one wideout.
Yeah.
I mean, so, he is.
He is.
They are in a terrible cap.
Like, he's pretty good.
Shakir's been basically equivalent to him in the last, like, 6 weeks I saw, but also I'm sure that Diggs gets more attention. They're in a terrible cap situation, I believe, going
the
forward.
Second,
they got a lot of questions. Gabe Davis is gone. There's no way they can pay him.
Fourth worst cap situation in football.
Who's got the first?
The worst?
Yeah.
The Saints.
You might not want to hear this.
Yeah. So who are we losing? We losing Alvin Kamara, aren't we?
Lattimore, probably.
Lattimore.
Cam Davis. Jordan.
Yeah. Please, no Cam Jordan.
I know, you want to keep he's kind of the heart of that team.
Yeah, I'm fine losing Alvin Kamara.
Michael Thomas is going to
be gone.
Michael Thomas, I was fine with him leaving this year. I was hoping that we would trade him for somebody this year. It was time for him to go. Alvin Kamara, you know, the same thing that happened with Mark Ingram or Reggie Bush for that matter. Like, you know, like you lose those guys. Darren Sproles, when he went to the Eagles.
Your running backs walk, though. Yeah. There's no sense in it.
Yeah.
No one's happy they paid Todd Gurley.
Taysom Hill.
Tayshaun Hill.
Taysom Prince. Taysom Prince. Hill's gone. How much money did he make? Christ. Kicked up the dust from this rug. Is anyone else getting this since we've got this new rug in the studio? Anyone, any of the listeners also hosts on HeadGum? Yeah, you guys noticing this? This is really a shitty rug.
Yeah.
I pick my feet up and kick dust all over, Carl.
Kicking up dust.
Just like them damn Chiefs.
I think, boy, Baltimore, KC, what more can you ask for? Does it feel like whoever wins that game is, even if they catch the Niners, is going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
I actually am very scared now. I'm scared of KC, and I'm scared of the Niners. I just want Lamar to win.
You do want Lamar to win.
And I would love, the only way I'd be happy if Lamar lost is if the Lions made it to the Super Bowl.
I think we can all agree, and everyone outside the Bay Area can agree, we're pulling for the Lions. Over
yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's way more fun. I mean, I don't – if the Chiefs win on Sunday, I kind of don't want to be the team that plays the Lions. Like, because then we take our villain level up, like, to a whole nother level.
Yeah. And, oh, for sure.
And I don't want that. I like being, like, the Darth Vader. I don't want to be Schindler's List.
What is it about American culture that we're such front runners, but then we hate the front run? It switches so quick.
I know. It's crazy that I feel like, wrong sport, but the Cubs did that journey so fast. The Cubs go like 108 years without a World Series. And then, like, when they won one, and then pretty immediately after that, people started hating them.
I think that comes from, because I started at Second City. And there was a lot of Cubs fans at Second City, and they were all obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they hate the Dodgers. They just, like, and so I definitely think that was a fan thing. I ain't got too much grief from Chiefs fans. I don't run into them too often. The ones that I know are all good friends of mine.
Yeah.
So I'm more off of them just because I just want somebody.
You've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
But I mean, America wants parity. for sure.
I even noticed it on TikTok.
20 years ago, did people fucking like hate Alabama football?
20 years ago?
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
when Sean Alexander was there, like, no, I mean, like, maybe you go like Alabama, they're, you know, like any more, not any more than you would just kind of like hate the state of Alabama for being itself. But like, until they start winning every year, like when I was a kid, I had a Clemson hat. I thought it was cool. But now I'm like, that's half because Dabo Sweeney's a piece of shit. But also like, no, fuck Clemson. Like, once a team has been, I don't think the Chiefs are quite there yet. I mean, but like the Patriots, did you hate the Patriots in 1998? Like,
in 98, no.
No, but 10 years later, we all did.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's just what happened. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's such an interesting thing, I feel like, in our culture to be like, I even see it on like TikTok. Like, you'll see a creator that everybody's loving. And then all of a sudden, they're just like, I'm sick of this dude in my timeline. Yeah. The comments just change. It's like,
everyone's like, fuck you. Like, kill yourself.
Like, it hasn't happened to Keith Lee yet, but there's been little tiny flashes of like, man, why do we even care about what this dude's talking about? Like when he went to New York and ordered a salmon chopped cheese, and everybody's like, you don't even get that shit in New York. Man, who is this dude, man? Why are we liking him?
You're on a tipping point always.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe that speaks to the... Does that speak to like a Michael Jordan thing? Because I feel like the Bulls, maybe because there was such a hard end to the Bulls dynasty.
Yeah.
It was such a hard, it's not like what's happening to the Warriors now where like, oh, and then they still get another extra one. Like the Bull, did people ever like hate the Bulls?
I don't know because, I mean, probably Detroit people did.
Or yeah, but more things that they had a rival with, sure. But like, was the average like,
nah, I don't think so. I think everyone like, I think everyone liked watching greatness.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like Blazers fan, did they hate the Bulls?
It felt like, for lack of a better term, like America's team.
It was an America's
because,
team.
Because like in Mississippi, I was in Mississippi the whole time they were winning. And when I started getting conscious of what was going on, everybody around me was a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
But I used to get Chicago Bulls logo cut in the back of my head.
It's
like when I would get a fade.
I remember that. Like, yeah.
Well, like, I didn't even, and that wasn't my choice. That was my mom's choice. Like,
yeah. But here's the other thing. It's not just Michael Jordan, though, because if Michael Jordan had been drafted by LA or Boston and won 6 in 8 years with them, people would have hit.
Yeah.
But the Chicago Bulls had never done a fucking thing before that. Like, if a guy came into to baseball, like if Julio Rodriguez turns out to be the best player in the world and the Mariners win 6 World Series in the next 10 years, people will dig that.
Yeah, people like that.
But if he had been signed on to the Red Sox or the Giants or the Dodgers or the Yankees and done that shit, or the Cardinals, God forbid, like people would hate it because it's just like, I don't know. Once you've won a lot, like...
This is interesting, though. It's jealousy. Because what happens... So, like, everybody was a Bulls fan in the 1990s. Like, if you weren't from a place where a team was super prominent, if you weren't from L.A. or New York or, you know, everybody was a Bulls fan. Everybody was rooting for Michael Jordan. But nowadays, you don't really see people who are like, oh, I became a Bulls fan in the 90s because I was a Jordan guy, and I... Now I'm not. Or, you know, like, I mean, I still am. Whereas the Cowboys, who haven't won since the mid-90s, and everybody was a fan of the Cowboys at that point.
You got people
they
stuck
are still,
around.
They're still, like, riding for them every year.
I am that for the Braves.
Yeah.
Like, because of TBS, and they were really good in the 90s, I, against all logic, became a Braves fan at, like, 6 years old. And that's probably like the deepest ingrained fandom that I still have in me.
Yeah.
And we can psychoanalyze why like my deepest sports fandom is the one where I've like never had a friend that also liked them and I always feel alone in it. And I'm always the one road fan going. And we can, you guys, feel free to email psychoanalyze me, foosballspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on with me.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. If we have any like psychiatrists that want to.
That'd be ideal.
Talk about sports fandom? Yeah.
Yeah. And just profile us in general.
My therapist, who is a Laker fan, has talked to me about my Clipper fandom and why he said, I see why you're a Clipper fan. Like, I'll say stuff. And he'll go, I see why you're a Clipper fan.
Yeah.
I absolutely see why you're a Clipper fan. And I go, you can't say that.
Yeah.
You're a Laker and a Raider fan.
That's like a therapist being going, no, I get why you're depressed.
Yeah.
Did I tell you my therapist was at the Space Jam sessions?
Oh, like...
When they played on the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh, that's cool.
He was a child actor on that show, Hang Time, with who's in that show? Reggie
Anthony
Theus?
Anderson. Reggie Anthony Anderson. Reggie Theus.
Yeah, and like, and he was like a kid actor, and he, I forget how this came up one time, but he's like, yeah, they invited him over, and he brought us, and I watched arguably the greatest basketball that's ever had been played to that point, yeah, for sure. And I was like, that's fucking insane.
That's pretty tight. That's pretty damn tight.
So if you're a therapist and you're listening to this, email in. Let's. I mean, there's not much to talk about with Ravens Texans. It was a game at halftime only because of an awesome punt return touchdown, and then the second half the Ravens were just like, enough of this.
I mean, it was big for Lamar to come out and play like an awesome game.
What we said we were worried would happen did not happen,
and they could have.
It could have after that return.
Yeah, it definitely could have. And Lamar came out and played great. If you're a Texans fan, man, like, the future's so good. I didn't get to watch the game, but I watched the highlights. And even though I don't think his stat line was very good, no touchdowns, no. Stroud looks so good. Like, I truly think, I don't care about sample size. I think just based on eye tests that he's the second best quarterback in football.
Wow.
You can watch him process, and there's something about
that's
it.
That's so funny, because that was the whole knock in the draft was processing.
Yeah.
He's never had to do it at Ohio State. It's crazy that that's like the skill that has vaulted him to where he is.
It's like, you can watch him as he's there. You can just see him like check down receivers, and as the ball's coming out, you just feel like it's like 100% confident that it's getting to where it's supposed to be. He's super accurate.
Freaky accurate. I normally hate Ohio State guys, but I'm happy for him. I like him.
And they have the third most cap space heading into the offseason.
So next year, they're going to have Collins. They're going to have Tank Dell back. Do they still might have Dalton Schultz is not nothing. And like, but I imagine that they'll spend some of that on like a, if they give him, imagine if they give him like a fucking weapon. Like,
oh, I mean, like, I think T. Higgins is in play. Woo! Chris Jones is going to be a free agent. I wouldn't be shocked if they just like go on an absolute spending
spree.
Give
him some wide at T. Higgins. I mean, Chip, would that be cool if Diggs wound up there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Devontae Adams.
People will want to play there next year. Devontae Adams.
Oh, of course people will want to play for Ryans.
They want to play for D'Amico Ryans. But Devontae Adams got a coach now, and I think he might stay put.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great news, too. Antonio Pierce got the interim tag pulled off. Good for him. He fucking earned it.
Yeah, good things ahead for the Texans, which sucks for me because I'm on that goddamn text thread with Houston fans. It's so fucking annoying. Like, I was like, man, you've got one more week of me enjoying C.J. Stroud, and then I'm going to be real over it.
If they had won, yeah, that would have gotten ugly.
What do you think about fans who move with their team? Like, so those guys are Texans fans.
Yeah.
They're not Tennessee Titans fans.
No.
Yeah. No. I have a friend who went with the Sonics to Oklahoma City, which I think is even more egregious because of the way that team was taken from that city.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I, growing up in Ohio, I didn't know a single fucking soul who went to the Ravens. Not one. That was pretty egregious too, but then not a single. So they all, that's why Ohio State football became what it did, because like all the pro football fans in there were like, the Bengals were so hapless for 20 years and the Browns were gone for 10. And it was just like Ohio State football was the game in town.
Yeah, I guess it's situational. Like, if you would follow a team to a new city, but I couldn't imagine myself doing that.
I think I could with the Braves, because like my connection to that fandom isn't as much about like literally being in Atlanta. I've gone to games there and had a great time, but like
if they moved to Vegas,
first of all, if they changed the name, I'd be happy. second
first
of all,
things first.
If they moved, like, I love, it'd be funny if they moved cities and changed to an even worse
name. Redskins.
Hey, it's up for grabs.
There was a time after Katrina where the Saints could have potentially moved somewhere.
Yeah.
And
was it when the Hornets were in OKC?
Yeah. And they were thinking about moving them somewhere else. And I was just, they, even LA. And I still would have been a fan.
Yeah, you would have. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to suddenly root against Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley if they like are playing in a different city, especially because I don't live in Atlanta. Like,
as long as they don't embrace their new home, and they talk about how much they miss.
ESPN does that shit.
ESPN. That's why it's so hard to look at ESPN when you're at work.
Yeah. So of the futures of the teams that lost, Texans, everything looks really bright. Things for the Packers, I think Jordan Love really, aside from that last pick, I think really established himself as an ascending.
Love looks great. I think if they had gotten their ass kicked, they'd be happier right now than they are with what happened.
Absolutely. I mean, they just
should have won and they lost.
Kicking themselves just over the missed opportunities, like two dropped easy pick sixes.
Purdy was so bad.
They're going back to saying that he's MVP.
And we let him off the hook.
Dude, yeah. They're going back to saying he's MVP. I guarantee you there's somebody listening to this right now who's a San Francisco 49er fan who's like, they just mad because he's winning. He done took a team.
He came through in clutch.
Yeah, he's taking a team to a Super Bowl second year in a row. Like, first of all, he's not taking them to the Super Bowl yet. And I wanted to tell y'all, I had a story about Texans Ravens because I was watching in a bar San Fran.
Sketchfest?
Yeah. I was up at the Golden State Tap Room.
I know exactly where that is. You know where that's the street from the hotel where the statues out front. Yes, I know this place well.
We've gone there. And I was up in there. We went early because we needed food. And so we just like, let's just go here and park. Like, get some dope seats and park. And that's what we did.
Who are you with?
I was with Lamar Jackson.
Jackson.
Ronnie Brewer.
Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown. Zeke Elliott.
The original Wildcat.
Zeke
Elliott. And Jacquees Neal.
Sorry, Jacquees Rogers.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know who. I don't know who that is.
He's a running back for the Bucks.
Falcons.
And then
spelled different though.
Iffy. Say somebody's name Iffy. There's a lot of Nigerians coming in the league now.
There are. I got nothing.
But we were there at the, and Iffy's lady Emily. Emily in Paris. Quarterback for the
not the Empress.
But we were there all day. We watched that first game. San Francisco fans started to pile in and they were all rooting against Lamar.
Yeah.
And so our Lamar, who doesn't watch football like he's we talked to him on this show.
He's
getting new. He's like, why are they? And Iffy too.
He wanted to get into it, then he did the show, and now he's like,
Iffy and Lamar, both who are not football fans, were asking like, why? And Zeke too, when he came, he's like, why are these people all rooting for the Texans? And I go, for two reasons. One, Lamar Jackson beat the shit out of them just like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
was that Christmas?
Yeah. And they don't want to see
that was
him.
That's my Ayuk miracle in the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah. Two, they think that them going to the Super Bowl is a foregone conclusion.
And they're afraid.
They don't want to see Lamar in the Super Bowl.
I mean, if the Steelers were in the NFC playoffs right now and I thought they would go, I'd be rooting for the Texans and the fucking I mean, I sure as shit wouldn't be rooting for KC or Baltimore or even Buffalo. I love the Texans, but that's who you'd love to see.
Give me the rookie quarterback. I'll take my chances with that.
Yeah, give me the rookie quarterback, rookie coach, and
just overall young roster.
But it was cool to root for the team, for another team inside of a bar that's full of, like it was a red sea in there.
Yeah.
And I'm just there, and I'm not being obnoxious about it, but I am, when they score, I'm just kind of sitting there. And then when the other team does something cool, I'm like, ooh, y'all see that? It's like they can't tell, and then one guy behind me was like, "Hey, man, why you not saying nothing?" and I turned around. I had a Dodger hat on. He was like, "Oh, fucking L.A." And I go, "Yeah, I don't like Bay Area fans for anything, any sports, except I mean, I do like the A's and the Raiders, but do not like the 49ers or the Giants,
Warriors. I mean,
or the Warriors.
I was in a bar for that as well, and there was one pretty vocal Ravens fan in a not vocal. It wasn't being a dick or anything. He was just wearing a Justin Tucker jersey and celebrate. And you know, I still haven't been able to shed my Ravens rivalry enough to root for them. So I'm pulling for the Texans, but I'm not going crazy. But the guy, at one point, the Ravens go 3-and-out, and the guy goes to the bathroom. And then when he's in the bathroom, the Texans have a kick return touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
And so I go to my buddy, like, I can't wait to watch this dude walk back out of the bathroom and realize what would happen. Yeah. And it didn't disappoint. He was like, what? No. He's like looking at his friend like, what the fuck happened? What? It was incredible.
Yeah, they went crazy over that, over Sam's touchdown.
It was a dope run back.
Yeah. But it turned out to be good. Now, the 49ers-Packers game, What went wrong for the Packers in that?
So, dropped interceptions, like you mentioned. Can we talk about Anders Carlson for a second?
Oh, oh yeah.
The Nepo kicker, some are saying. A lot of people are saying this. We love our Nepo kickers. We love Anders
people
Carlson.
People use Nepo as a negative. It's not a negative. It's not a negative.
My son's a Nepo
kicker. The Nepo kicker. Yes.
It's too close.
Turn those lights off.
The lights too bright.
They're too bright.
Turn them off. But I think what's interesting, I was like looking ever so slightly. So his older brother, Daniel Carlson, is the kicker for the Raiders. Been pretty solid.
Yeah.
Anders was drafted by the Niners this year. Some people say too early. Some people say
the Packers.
Sorry, by the Packers. He is also like Packers fans had Mason Crosby for so long that I feel like their kicker spoiled.
Yeah.
And they're also probably like, why can't we just get him to come be our kicker again?
Yeah.
But
he's still playing.
My take is, where is Crosby now?
I think he ended up with somebody late in the season as a emergency. Mason.
The Giants?
That sounds right.
That sounds right, yes. Yeah.
Remember him at Colorado at altitude? I don't. Other than maybe Sebastian Janikowski, I don't remember any college kickers being as highly touted as Mason Crosby was, because he was kicking in Boulder, you know, in like the Coors Field, basically, and just rocking. But I guess this younger Carlson guy has like an insane leg, boots like 70 yarders, but his accuracy is obviously not there yet.
Yeah, he's
and
been
so
bad.
I'm like, it seems like what happened is the Packers essentially drafted like a project at kicker. And when you're not competing, that's kind of smart. Why the fuck not?
Like, yeah, I guess
maybe
if
you're tanking, whatever. Maybe he misses, you get a better draft pick. But like, maybe you eventually have a guy who can make 70-yard field goals.
Yeah.
Except something strange happened. They made the divisional round playoff game, and you've still got this like experimental, raw, work in progress kicker, and it really came to bite him in the ass.
I think like you move on. You know what I mean? And also because it feels like kicker is such a mental position where you could shake this guy's confidence forever. Our little neo-Nazi Anders.
Oh, is he?
He seems like it. Just Anders Carlson.
Anders Carlson. What, are they neo-Nazis in Sweden?
Yeah,
oh, I guess so. Right. I'm picturing he's Skarsgård's character in Succession. He's like that, but he's, you know, a little bit of a Nazi, maybe.
Yeah.
Quick shout-out. You mentioned the late-season signing. Quick shout-out to Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
With some legendary-level ring chasing. He signed...
With the Lions
this
week. Like today,
week.
Or yesterday.
Yesterday.
So Dalvin Cook... Dalvin Cook went to the Ravens.
Dalvin Cook's on the Ravens. Ertz is on the Lions.
And he's like, nobody's going to top me as far as late season ring chasing.
Yeah.
And Zach Ertz comes along.
Well, it's funny because it's like, you remember Roger Clemens did this late in his career. I keep talking about other sports today, but he would like wait until July and be like, okay, who's got a shot? Where do I fit? And if you're Zach Ertz, it's kind of shitty how it shook out, because the remaining team's tight ends are Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Sam Laporta, and Kincaid/Knox. So, like, pretty much four of the best tight end situations in the league.
Right.
Oh, wait, sorry. Not Knox and Kincaid. Andrews and Likely.
Yeah.
Likely, shout out to that dude. He's probably like a top eight tight end in the league who just happens
to be stuck. Looks pretty good.
His touchdown from Lamar was sick.
Yeah. That's a good throw.
That's Lamar Jackson.
No, but it was a great catch, too. Yeah. Oh, you're saying he brings it out of
the
tight
end
specifically?
Also, like, it's so interesting how the media will give certain quarterbacks the credit for, like, you know, when they make a great throw and a receiver, you know, makes an incredible catch. And they go, man, he just knows where to put the ball. And then you get somebody like Isaiah Likely, and they're just like, Isaiah Likely is just doing wonders this year. It's like, bro,
I did think
Lamar Jackson
good,
is fucking,
no,
he is
Lamar
good.
Is good.
But Lamar is fucking good, too. Like,
they
choose who to mention first. You know what I'm saying?
I just think, from my point of view, I do think it's a clear step up to have Zay Flowers and Lamar was doing it with nothing for so long. But, Zay Flowers is also
he's a star.
A big stud compared to the guys that Lamar's had the last few years, when like the best guy he had was Rashad Bateman and he'd be out for
Hollywood
games.
Brown, same deal. Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood.
He Brown. Only had Brown for a couple of years, but
yeah. And then what was he early in Lamar's career? Who was he throwing to? Like old Mike Wallace? Like from 60 Minutes,
yeah,
not even the Steelers. But he was throwing to Leslie Stahl, yeah, and Barbara Walters out there. Yeah, so that went wrong for the Packers, the Chiefs, or the Niners. It feels like the Niners essentially had 2 weeks off because they rested their starters. It was Darnold and company in the last week, and then they had a bye week. And they were, I hope that they're just frauds and the Lions win, but it might, my fear is they were really rusty and the Packers let them off the hook.
Yeah.
And now they're going to lock in.
They're locking in. Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're like favorites necessarily, especially considering Baltimore thumped them at full strength a month ago, but I think they'd be favorites against the Lions.
I think the Lions are going to give them some trouble.
They are like 7-point favorites, 6 or 7 point.
Seven.
Favorites.
I think you saw some weaknesses in the 49ers defense, especially in the secondary. Those guys were getting open, and the Lions' offensive line is so good. It's so good. Like, give me Penei Sewell over Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting, also, shout out, who's a coordinator or who's drawing up the plays in Green Bay? Because they had some
LaFleur
good shit. Like, I love was making great throws, but also, like, they were getting guys, especially the week before against Dallas, they schemed the fuck out of Dallas.
Yeah.
That one wide open
LaFleur
touchdown.
I wish LaFleur could go to Detroit, you'd be like, I got y'all. Like,
yeah.
A division rival.
Yeah.
Mercenary. Yeah.
You know, man, the thing that makes me nervous about that game the most, I mean, 7 points, 7 point favorites is crazy. Like, they really are picking the 49ers to run away with it. But the thing that scares me the most is Jared Goff.
What's going to happen when he's on the road? Just like.
I might be on a late train, but I'm still not a fan of his.
No, I don't think he's great or anything, but I think at this stage in his career, I don't know if it's like the moment would be the thing that gets to him so much as just that he's an above average but not special quarterback.
Yeah. He's a system guy, and when everything is working, he'll be great. He'll deliver the passes where they need to be as long as they're open and as long as he's not getting pressured. I think in the game against the wild card game against the Rams, in games when there's no pressure, he had time to throw. I think he went something like 18 of 18 or 16 of 16, just 100% completion rate.
Yeah.
And then on throws when he was facing any kind of pressure, he went 1 of 9. Oof. So it's, if you can get pressure on him, he's not great. So he is who he is. He's just a very solid system quarterback who can deliver for you. If everything is going well, you give him a variable, there's a good chance he's going to fuck up. So it just depends. I mean, they put him in a situation where he should be able to succeed, but, especially by having a great offensive line and two good pass catchers and two solid running backs.
God, St. Brown is so good.
Yeah. Thankful for him. Thank you for LaPorta. LaPorta makes big catches.
LaPorta and Reynolds has been a nice
Reynolds has been good. Jahmyr Gibbs has been going nuts. Like, it's looking good.
It's looking good. I think we can get a really good game there. I think the Lions, just they're fiery and they just got that spirit to them. I think they can give them a good game.
What's the line on the other game? Like 2 or 3 in favor of the Ravens? Four.
Ravens minus four.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we move off Packers Niners completely, Kev had a video to show us, right?
Yeah.
Yes, this is a video I found on TikTok of a Packers fan losing their shit at a bar, and it made me laugh.
I love fans losing their shit. We still got...
Oh, wait.
Oh!
That's insane.
Ooh!
And then he cut his hand.
For the listener, he smacked several drinks. Yeah.
And
the
look is all white jeans, white love
Jordan
jerseys.
Love jersey, white.
Is it tucked in?
Shoes.
Is it tucked in? No, okay. Then tuck his jersey
white
into
shoes,
his white
yeah.
Pants.
I mean, pretty fucking white skin, let's be honest here. This is a pale.
He looks
pale
like
man.
Ben Shapiro.
My man said, I'm putting on the all white for this game.
He looks like Paul Bettany as the albino monk. And
wearing Da Vinci all white
code.
Is a.
Just dyed his hair black.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nuts. You gotta go.
You
pal.
Gotta go.
You gotta go.
I
pal.
Think there's a server, like someone who works there. The moment he does it, he's like, you're up. You gotta go.
It is a risky proposition to do this. Let me go when there's the potential that I'll be made the most upset I've been all year. Let me go be drunk in public in that moment. It's a risky proposition.
Bro, y'all weren't even supposed to be there.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you acting like that?
If that was a Bills fan, you'd be like, I fucking get it.
I get
man.
It, Bills fan.
Yeah.
That's an upset. Like, I get it, Bills fan.
And it's been 3 years. Like, but like the Packers are always good, and then they're good again ahead of schedule. And then you, yeah, that's
yeah.
Tough.
You should be.
I guess
like,
they
skipping right now. Although they've got strangely. For such a young team, they've kind of got a shitty cap situation.
Really?
Yeah, they've got...
Alexander must be getting paid already, right?
They have $7,359 in cap space.
I'll do it. I'll go. I'll get CTE for $7,300.
Seven grand?
Yeah, well, that's right after my agent's cut, after Drew Rosenhaus's cut.
That'd be insane if they took money. I was like, you can't take money from this. I set this deal up.
Yeah.
You just showed up.
I mean, that's every writing.
I'll pay my lawyer. I'll pay my lawyer, Grace.
Guys.
Back to the Bill. Just real quick point I wanted to make about the Bills and Josh Allen, because there's been like this talk of, you know, is it ever going to happen for him? Because the Bills cap situation is so bad and they're losing a bunch of guys. And it just feels like, well, this was it. This was the chance, at least for the next couple of years, because the window is closing. Is he a guy that's not going to win a championship? Is he going to be
Allen?
A Dan Marino? Yeah.
Or if they have to do a full rebuild, is he going to be a rare star QB who changes teams? Doesn't happen that much in the mid-career. I mean, and... All I can think is like Watson, but obviously that was extenuating circumstances. Breeze wasn't really Breeze until he got to New Orleans, but he played like 4 years in the Chargers.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often. Am I missing an obvious one?
No.
I mean,
not
Vic
really.
Changed teams. That was extenuating circumstances. Yeah,
not really kind of in this modern era.
No, because they get locked up. Even your Derek Carrs get locked up.
Yeah.
A poor choice of words for Michael Vick. Yeah. They should lock up Derek Carr for what he did on the field.
He did
year.
Way worse than what Michael Vick did.
I would say this to Bills fans. Josh Allen is probably going to win a Super Bowl at some point. You look at it, and elite quarterbacks, guys that are routinely in the top three, top two conversation, historically have won Super Bowls. The only one guy...
Marino.
Truly elite quarterback hasn't won a Super Bowl, and that's Marino.
Matt Ryan. Oh.
Dan Brooks?
Tommy Maddox.
Josh Allen's day will probably come.
Cordell Stewart?
Cordell slash.
God, I would love it.
Jason Whitlock.
Do you think he does the? Do you think he does the Matt Stafford thing?
Ooh.
Go to a contender.
No, I don't. I think he'll stick with Buffalo. I think the time will come. His story might be an Elway-like story where it just
Takes, that got close.
it takes a long time. My worry for him would be is the guy he play style-wise gets comped to the most is Cam Newton. And watching that game Sunday, the dude takes so many hits. And at some point, the offense, the team, the franchise has to be like, hey, we got to protect this guy, especially now, because if we maybe have to wait a few more years before we're really able to go all in, we don't want this guy. Like Cam Newton, drafted in 2011, peaked in 2015, and was kind of definitely on the downward slide by 2018.
Yeah.
He's on the Patriots by 2020.
Wow. He should play in the XFL this year.
Me and Cam are the same age. So he's only 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out there. Tom Marinovich went back.
Yeah.
and then we he's all love taking, him.
But the dude just took such a beating that his body wasn't holding up. So that'd be my one fear for Josh Allen. But
imagining if Allen does do the Elway of it all, then I'm just shuddering to think at like. Because Elway was helped greatly by Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis and their offensive line and Vaseline jerseys. Yeah.
Playoff record rushing numbers from Davis.
Those late Broncos loved it.
And then I was like, so who's that guy going to be and how old is it going to make me feel when Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl with like Todd Gurley IV.
That's what I was saying. Clinton
Portis.
I was going to say Clint Portis III.
No, but his son's probably too old for this time. III. Yeah, I don't know.
Bijan Robinson
Jr. Bilal Powell Jr. Yeah.
What happened to Frank Gore's son? He had a son that was pretty good playing at USM. Playing at University of Southern Mississippi.
What happened to Elway's kid, for that matter? Wasn't he supposed to be hot shit? Didn't he like go to Stanford and everything?
He wasn't as good.
No, he was obviously.
Okay, he is. He's still playing. I guess he's still playing in college.
Is he one of those like seventh year eligibility? Isn't there a guy,
a tight end, who's going to play his ninth year?
Yeah,
he had a 1,000-yard season this year.
There's a guy who is going to play like a ninth season in college football in Florida.
He's a tight end.
And he was teammates. I wish I could remember who it is. He was teammates with someone who went into the NFL, won a Super Bowl, and is already retired and played with this guy who's still playing in college. I wish I could remember.
The guy from Miami, the tight end from Miami. Yeah, ninth year of eligibility.
Who did he play with? It's going to bother me, but whatever. Have we talked yet on the show about how I'm pumped? Are you guys pumped for the college football video game return next year?
No, because I think it's going to be like Madden.
In what way?
Madden, the gameplay sucks. The new gameplay.
You don't like the gameplay?
I don't. I just don't like it. The picks, the lack of like things you can do.
It is hard to not throw picks.
Like, yeah, I think it's going to be.
It's hard to throw downfield, honestly. You got to do everything on crossing routes.
Yeah. It reminds me of what, you know, I mean, now they have in their road to the Super Bowl mode or whatever it's called, their career mode, you can play as from a specific amount of colleges. And they have a couple college games, but NCAA gameplay was so smooth. Like,
I was
streaming it for a little while with Kevin, and I had it on PC. I did like a real strong pirated download.
Oh, nice.
And it was great.
Were you running the triple option?
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
With Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah. Let me hop in with Michigan. Let me quickly change that playbook to Air Force.
I was playing with Akron, trying to get Akron to the national championship, get zipped up.
It's always fun to play as like a tiny school. Yeah. I mean, when I was in college, I was probably in college the last time NCAA football was pretty big, and I was playing as Ohio University. And we won some chips in Athens back in the day.
I always liked the College Hoops game, too. That was pretty fun.
College Hoops 2K was pretty dope.
Yeah. I have a memory when I was
in... What was the last one? Was it Hansboro? Was he the last one on the cover?
Yeah. I have a memory of playing a College Hoops game that had the soundtrack was pep band, like college pep bands playing contemporary songs. So it was just like college pep band playing Last Resort by Papa Roach. It was like on a fucking trombone, and it was incredible. I actually do have like a really fond memory, because when my house burned down when I was a kid, like someone gave us like a Sega with a college basketball game, and that was what I did in the aftermath. Like the coming days was just sad kid who's all his worldly, the only thing he has from his old life is a baseball glove, was the only thing that was salvaged of mine, and I'm just playing as like this fucking game where like you shoot free throws by the arrow that goes up and down, and then the arrow that goes side to side, and you're listening to a trombone play Papa Roach. That's so if you're my therapist and you want to analyze this.
That is some like 90s kid movie thing where it's like the only thing that was salvaged from the burnt house was a baseball
glove. It truly is. Like it truly is.
It's like a start of a fun underdog story.
Yeah. And then I do a single white female on one of the college athletes that I'm playing with. Steal his life. You don't understand. Every time. The first thing he starts to notice is fires everywhere.
We didn't talk about the Lions game, did we?
We didn't talk much about it. It was definitely like it wasn't a blowout. What was it, 8-point win? Because they did the going for two. People were really harping on them for. I saw Wilbon going off about them going for two there.
He didn't like. I mean, hey,
he hates anything analytics.
Cam Newton said they got a metal detector at Ford Field. And it goes off every time Dan Campbell walks through it, because that man has balls of steel. I like Dan Campbell.
Me too. He's fun. It's a fun energy to have. Him just fucking crying all the time. I fucking love you, man.
Yeah.
What you doing?
What's his vibe? His vibe is like somewhere between redneck. He's like the redneck guy. He's like outlaw country, maybe, because it's like you would buy. No, he doesn't smoke weed. You don't think that?
I don't think he smokes weed. I think he's like probably too like Christian-y for that.
But he's not like a full blown. He's not just a redneck.
No, he's to me, he's a football guy.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way to put it.
When I look at Dan Campbell, I think of him. He reminds me of like coaches I talked to growing up that talk way too close to you, and they're just analyzing everything about your body the whole time.
Yeah.
So what position are you playing? Tight end. Yeah. Yeah, you got long legs. You play basketball? You hoop it up? Yeah, man, I play basketball too. Yeah, I see it. Yeah. I see it. So what you
sir.
Thinking?
Don't call me sir.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. And then other coaches would be like, hey, you call me sir. Yeah. he feels, to me, that dude feels like he eats, sleeps, breathes, and shits football.
Yeah.
Like, he is probably very intimidating.
Yeah.
Like,
even just like him being soft feels intimidating. Like, I fucking love you, man.
Yeah.
All right? What you're doing is so special.
Yeah. It's scary. Yeah,
that season of Hard Knocks is one of my favorite in recent years.
Yeah.
Just because of him. Like, Dan Campbell is, you could tell he's just like a 6'5", 260-pound dude of just solid, fucking on trend.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't feel like I know a goddamn thing about Shanahan's personality.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan?
He's a Nepo coach.
Yeah, a Nepo coach.
I mean, like,
we love Nepo coach.
He's a Nepo coach. They don't like the Nepo coach.
A lot of people are saying he's a Nepo coach.
I mean, his name's Kyle. That should tell you everything right
there. Yeah.
One of my closest friends' name is Kyle. You know Kyle. Shout out Kyle McGrath, another Chiefs fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time.
So we got games this weekend. We're down to three more games for the entire football season.
We should probably parlay the two games this week. Also, Carlocks were 3 out of 4 last week, I believe.
Yeah.
The only one that didn't come through was the Texans.
I picked the Texans.
You took the points, and they got steamrolled. But the Packers covered. Lions money line hit, obviously. Hopefully you took the Packers bet and parlayed it with the money line Lions and then made a little like plus 140 pay.
But all right, we parlaying this week's games.
All right, so Lamar has to outscore Mahomes by 4.
Yeah, and I'm forgive me, Ryan. Forgive me, Kyle McGrath, who I just mentioned, but I got to go with my boy Lamar. I'm voting with my heart this week, and I'm taking Lamar points.
Ravens we're coming off minus four.
I think like we're coming off that high emotional win, and I don't love this matchup for the Chiefs. I don't love.
2 years ago, you guys have the amazing emotional win over the Bills in the same round in the 13 seconds game, and then get upset by the Bengals the next week. And this is a lot harder than that.
Yeah, and then that one, the Chiefs jumped out to a big lead, and then Mahomes got concussed, and no one said anything about it and just let him keep playing, and then he played terribly.
Scott Norwood dragged him into the medical.
Scott Norwood put
had a doorknob and a sock. And then yeah. Over the head. Oh, yeah.
He comes out with a fake, like, faux hawk. Yeah.
And he was married to Brittany for 2 months.
Yeah.
Before she noticed it.
What's my favorite cheat meal? Fried chicken.
Oh, what was the actual answer? Tacos?
Like, yeah, it was like Mexican food. What the fuck?
That's right. If you don't know this, look up Brittany Mahomes cheat meal. It's a pretty rough moment for my girl, I'm not going to lie.
Can we hear
it? Yeah, I think it was
a much rougher moment for him, being like, this is my fucking wife. And also, I gotta go with the Baltimore Ravens for another reason, too. I have not said anything negative about the Taylor Swift shit going on. Because I didn't want I saw think pieces about how it's misogynistic to not like Taylor Swift being at the games and how people keep talking about it. I do think it's overkill that they show her every time. I think that's... I'm sure other teams have cool families too. But today I saw an article come out about the Chiefs celebration with Taylor Swift doing this swag surf. What is this? And I go, That's it. I'm done. I'm done with swag surf. Like, that
they
shit.
They called it Taylor Swift celebration.
And
I said, I'm
done.
Been
doing that at Chiefs games for years, and that's
and
they were doing that elsewhere before that. For years.
I guarantee you, the person who did it the first time didn't look like Taylor Swift.
No, like that song came out when I was in high school. Yeah. Like that was that's been a HBCU like it's been everything. It's been everything, and now they're calling it, what is this thing? Taylor Swift has even put the swag surf on the map. It's like, fuck off. I'm done with this shit. Baltimore in three. Baltimore minus four. That's what you got to say.
She should do an HBCU tour where she teaches like the Grambling kids how to dance.
Yeah.
They should remake Drumline with Taylor Swift. Okay, here we go.
Watch it.
What's my favorite cheat day meal?
Fried chicken.
No.
Chicken fried steak.
No.
And mashed potatoes.
Oh, she also says chicken fried steak.
Because I think at that point she was trying to clean it up.
Yeah. No, I know the answer.
I know. It's not because, but it was everything about it. The fact that she said fried chicken, not a big deal. Everybody loves fried chicken. The fact that she goes fried chicken, it's like, all right. Okay.
She was hoping by going chicken fried steak, he would maybe throw her a life preserver. And go, that's it.
Yeah. He's like Mexican food.
Collard greens.
Collard greens. Sweet potatoes. Peach cobbler. Diet right color.
And he's like, damn noodles with pork.
Lions, 49ers. We believe, baby. We believe.
They're giving you 7.
I'm taking the points on that.
Take the Lions and 7.
Lions plus 7. On that is the Carlay this week.
Conference champ Carlay is Lions plus 7, Ravens minus 4.
Yes, that's what we're going with, y'all.
And give them just because it's only 2, let's do 2 car locks on the over-unders, huh? You got strong feelings on those?
Let's do Chiefs-Ravens, definitely over 44.5.
44.5,
Low. I don't think it's going to be like a super high-scoring game, but I think you got to go the over on that.
I think it could be another 34-17 situation or something like that, 34-21.
Yeah. Even 24-21 covers that, so let's go over.
Yeah, and then let's go Lions, 49ers over 50.5. Ooh.
Got to do some math here for a second.
Yeah.
So 50.
24-27.
That's 51, yeah. I don't know. I lean under on that.
Let's go under on that one.
Yeah, like a 28-20 seems. 20,
yeah.
So AFC, we're going over. NFC, we're going under.
We're going down, and around, yeah. And sugar, we're going down swinging. Let's go, Lions, man. Come on, Lions.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Come on,
everyone,
Lions.
Everyone needs this.
Especially if the Ravens win.
Well, either way, if the Niners go, either way, it's a rematch of a pretty recent Super Bowl.
Yeah, no Niners. Give me a Ravens-Lions where I can be pretty happy with whoever. Yeah.
It's
like,
yeah.
If the Chiefs
Niners
win,
have had their wins and they've had their chances to win recently.
Yeah, if the Chiefs win, Lions lose. I don't want the Chiefs to become Ralph Fiennes from Schindler's List.
If the Chiefs win and the Lions lose, I'm rocking with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
I am doing that.
Yeah, because
I can't do the Niners, man. I can't do the Niners.
I know I'm not the first person to say this, but I also just can't do 2 week Brock Purdy took him to the Super Bowl press tour.
I can't do it.
I can't see all the tweets about how he shows up in normal clothes. He's really professional. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I can't.
George Kittle didn't have a great season this year, and now all of a sudden they're doing that thing. Like, nah, man. I'm out on the Niners, man. Anybody but the Niners at this point.
I don't mind Kittle. I like him in the.
I do like him
with Cam Jordan and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes, I do like Kittle. Yeah. But he didn't have. He screwed me in fantasy this year.
Oh, I see.
And
he wasn't first team All Pro the way they kind of make him sound. Like,
yeah.
First team All Pro should have been Laporta. Laporta was the best tight end in football.
I do
best tight end in football is Kyle Pitts.
Shit, what was I gonna say? I lost it. Kittle's a good blocker, but he didn't have a big fan. Oh, I was in a DraftKings like 1 week fantasy football for the playoffs thing, and every team except for one in the league had Christian McCaffrey, so it's like based on salary cap.
Yeah.
And I was like, when McCaffrey started racking it up, I was like, hell yeah, I was smart. I played him and Kittle and Kelsey and Shakir. And I was like, this is great. And then I checked and everyone else except for one guy played McCaffrey. And I'm like, well, this is worthless. And then it looked like he might have gotten hurt early in the game. And we were all like, okay, that one guy who didn't pick him is going to win.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
All right. Well, another week down. We're getting close to that Super Bowl.
1 week from today, we will have our Super Bowl matchup.
Do y'all have a thought on the conspiracy that the colors of the Super Bowl logo is who picks the champion?
I did see that.
This year it is purple and red.
So this year it's set up to be Niners, Ravens.
Because,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked for Bengals, Rams, and for Chiefs,
Eagles.
Chiefs, Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, it was green and red, and then it was,
you know,
blue
for them
and
to
red.
Rig it and then be so
obvious.
Bold,
yeah,
to be so arrogant, to be like, we're going to put it out there for you all to see. Yeah. It was hiding out there,
but now it makes me nervous because now I'm like, damn, they caught it. Rig it for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
change it.
They're like, make no mistake, the Niners are in.
They're
but rig it for the Chiefs.
We'll switch it that way.
At Illuminati headquarters right now,
yeah.
The Illuminati came up with the too high safety defense to slow Patrick Mahomes down. Yeah. The Illuminati convinced Tyreek.
Who do we want to see succeed? Oh, yes, that small market team.
Yeah.
Another loser season for the Giants and Jets.
Yeah, that's the one thing about that. I mean, they make money when the big teams win, right?
Yeah, they. I mean, there's a reason that the Cowboys.
And the Chiefs, the Taylor Swift part of it is interesting, too.
Yeah.
It would be really funny if the Illuminati was controlling the NFL and the guy who believes in them the most, Aaron Rodgers. They trolled his season so hard.
Yeah.
All right. Go Lions, and may the best man win in the AFC. Probably the Ravens.
Go Chiefs.
Get that bread, guys.
Yeah, get your bread. I've been breading y'all up. Everybody should be buying houses right now.
Yeah, show us the house you bought with your gumball or with your head gum.
with your
gumball. show us the house you bought with your... If you did the thing where you like start with a gumball and then trade it up until you eventually have a house by winning trades over and over again. Show us that. All right. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Foosballs.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.